Hey, this is Fish and Frank, and welcome to another exciting, wonderful, and a just dazzling version of Radio Fishing today. Anyway, my good buddy Tom Fisher on here, and Captain Fish is going to talk about, I'm going to guess, fishing. He's been real busy, so anyway, we're going to get right to it. All right, hello, Tom.
Hello there.
So what's happening, buddy?
Well, we got a windy day out there today.
I was going to say, I never get to see you, you know, during this time of year. It's like, you know, you have people come in and do stuff, and then, you know, I get to see you when, usually the next time I get to see you is probably, what, almost the beginning of July?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Well, you know, we had a windy day. It's cold. We had weird weather patterns this year so far. We're about a month off, I believe, the way it looks, you know, with everything.
We had small shrimp starting about 3 weeks ago. This is literally what we usually go through in June.
Uh-huh.
And this is April.
Well, we had 12 inches of water in January, so
yeah,
I mean it's cattywampus.
Yeah, everything's a little weird. I mean, it's what, April 9th. I got up this morning, went outside to have my caffeine and nicotine, and went, no, I think I'll go inside. And I went inside, built a fire in the fireplace, and had my caffeine and nicotine in front of the fireplace.
Exactly.
It was like, I don't believe I've ever done that in April down here.
It's crazy. We have a north wind blowing, and you know, it's probably 2 to 3s out there on the outside of the reef, and it's cold. So today was a day that you tell your, you know, you're just up front with your people and you tell them, you know, look, it's not going to be a great day. It's you got the weekend. You have a lot of people on the water in tournaments that are going to be running around. And, you know, the weather's not predicting and the bait's going to be hard and it's just not going to be a fun day. And let them make the choice. And they made the right choice today by not going. So
yeah,
I got a day off and I'm head straight to Fish and Frank's to pick up some tackle, some gear, get some stuff rearranged. Like I say, we don't do this very often this time of year.
No, I hardly ever get to see it. It's, now, how has it been over the last couple weeks?
Good. It's been crazy weather, but we've been working through it.
What would you say the dominant couple of species are? What's been the majority of the catch lately?
Well, definitely the snook. Is your main catch, and I believe that's still going to the closure that we had on it. You know, it's just a lot of snook around right now, in certain spots, and by no means if they come back to full or anything like that, but you know, you're starting to get them in certain spots where they should be. Again, the sizes aren't there, but we are catching some big ones. So
a lot of oversized fish.
And they're the ones that were smart enough and they knew what to do on a cold. They've been through it, you know, a few times.
That's the whole thing. Snook are supposed to go back on the flats, and when the water goes down, leave the flats, exactly. Go out to deep water.
Exactly.
And the ones that survived were the river fish, the canal fish.
Smart ones.
Know, yeah, they weren't hanging out in 18 inches of water right off the mangroves being lazy and stupid.
Yep.
So, but
nature's awesome, isn't it?
What else has been going on besides snook in the last couple of weeks?
Well, everything's come in, really. We've got the cobia have came in really good. We're catching a lot of cobia on the bars. And
there's an ashtray in there. Thank you.
There's a lot of cobia running up and down the bars. And then and the tarpon are in now. Tarpon are starting to come in. The big flush of them, you know, the heavy hardcore, haven't arrived yet, but we're catching them.
And well, now I've heard of tarpon off Alligator Creek, near the reef, out in the deep holes, over by Burnt Store, out by Cape Hayes, in front of Bull Bay, out by the pass, along the beaches, in the intercoastal, but nothing steady. But I mean, I'm hearing tarpon everywhere.
Exactly. They're just, like I say, they first came in, this is the first flush of them. And right. They kind of all spread out and go eat and follow the bait, and they kind of rest because they've come from a ways, and it's spotty. Nobody's really cranking on them yet, and the weather's wrong for them too. It's cold.
Yeah, I know some of the guys are trying to do tarpon trips, but it's a little too early to be actually targeting them. I think it's a great bycatch. And
right.
Now I've heard a lot of cobia, tarpon, sharks, everything out through the middle of the harbor. You catching in on any of that?
Yeah, we're doing, I kind of bounce. Once this time of year hits, I load my boat for everything. So I'm ready for shark, I'm ready for cobia, I'm ready for snook and reds and trout, and I'm ready for tarpon. And we kind of...
You got to be at this time of year prepared, yes, to start on... Okay, plan A is we're going to go catch snook and redfish, and if they're not cooperating, you shoot out, try and hit some cobia or tarpon or something, or maybe some sharks, and then plan C maybe to go do something else. But I mean,
yep, you got to be ready to do it all this time of year. So that's what we're doing. We're geared up for that. And you know, I'm hitting the tarpon. I hit. We jumped a couple the other day. Well, actually, we jumped one day and one the next day. But I fished those. I run out there. Well, the wind it's been blowing like crazy. So you can't really get out, you know, and you don't want to sit there all day and do it because you're going to get beat up.
Guys off of Cape Hayes, one side or the other, they've been going out there, frozen thread fins, whole, and cobia, tarpon, put a sinker on it, chop them in half, and get sharks in the bottom. But it's not what I would call good charter fishing.
No.
Because you got to wait in between them all, and it's a long waits between them. It's nice when if you're a recreational angler and you can go out and spend 3 hours waiting to get the bite going.
Well, sure.
You know.
You have a lunch, you just got rods out, you're soaking them, you're getting sun.
Yeah, you know, you're just relaxing, enjoying mm-hmm. the day until if and when something happens.
Exactly.
It's always been the thing about charter fishing is you're trying to find action and activity.
We have a tournament. It's like you're going to a fishing tournament every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day. Everybody wants to catch something that, you know, they haven't caught before. Bigger snook, bigger red, a tarpon, a shark, you know, one bigger than last year when they went with you. You know, it's really a tournament every day that we wake up to.
Your business is probably 75-80% repeat clientele.
Yeah, probably more than that.
You know, I mean... You're booked pretty steady every year by the same people. You have a little bit of room for new people, but
sure.
You know, most of your guys are over and over. And it's always interesting, like you say, because I remember my repeats, they'd say, okay, well, last time we did this, now what can we do this time?
Exactly.
But, you know, now you got to go, okay, now I was going to do plan B, but I guess I'll do Q. You know,
there's always monkey wrenches. Always monkey wrenches.
It's just interesting, though. It does keep you on your toes, because when somebody's fished with you 3-4 times, now they're always expecting you to pull that next magic bunny out. To, you know, okay, I've caught this and I've caught that. Now, where can we go catch these? It's surprising how often it does happen, though, because you'll be back on the flats, and I had some guys want to catch some big jacks, and you're back there hitting the snook or the redfish along the shoreline. You glance out of the corner of your eye and catch that school of jacks going down the shore and uh-huh. zip out, get in front of them. 10-pound jacks, I don't think there's anything in the harbor of equal size that can fight like that.
Oh, no, jacks are they're a lot of fun to pull on. I get a lot of... We want to, you know, on the off seasons, they take you out in June, and you go out and you catch, you know, just ample amount of snook or reds or something, and they come back in January, and they say, boy, we want to catch those reds again. We had a great time. Or those snook were awesome. Let's do it. And you're like, well,
so
that's not going to happen.
That brings up a great question, because everybody's saying, well, the fishing's bad this year, and I keep reiterating the same phrase. No, it's different. Because
exactly.
Last year we did not have the freshwater influence. The weather was completely different. We had beautiful, gorgeous weather all season. I mean, you know, we had a lot of wind, but if you could find a place out of the wind, it was nice, moderate temperatures, perfect water, perfect everything, and the fish were everywhere. This year, with the freshwater and the wind and the cold and the fronts, I mean, just continuous fronts going through, how are you adapting to those fronts?
Well, it's more about the bait than anything for me. The fish are there. I mean, I can, everywhere I stop, there's fish that I've looked at. I haven't really found any desolate area. I hear a lot of there's the fish aren't biting, they're not there, I can't find any. But it's more to the bait part of it. They're, you know, if you're going to fish, everybody wants to use a magical greenback, which is great. I mean, and that's candy. And they do love it, and that
this
is a number
year.
One. Yeah, this time
this
of year.
This time of year.
But this time of year, just because it's June, doesn't mean that's what they want. It's freezing cold out today. If you throw a shrimp or a piece of cut bait up underneath the woods or out on the sand hole, you're going to have such a better response than you are a greenback swimming around. They don't want to chase it. They're cold.
Well, it's the difference between a consistent fisherman and somebody who had a good day with something once. You know, and like I always said, the hardest thing about being a charter boat captain was you've got a guy who at one time in his life caught a fish by doing this with this, and that's how he wants to fish. Because he doesn't go out, you know, he gets out once here and then 5 or 10 years later does something, but he's going to do that exact same thing every time. And that's the kiss of death to a charter boat captain.
Absolutely.
It's responding today, you're going to throw cut bait, you're going to go shrimp, and then in 2 days the water's 5 degrees warmer and the sun's shining and you're going to want to get on the greenbacks.
Absolutely. And remember this year, earlier, I don't know, 2 or 3 shows ago and back, I talked about how good of a year this has been and is going to be for artificial.
Yes.
We did a whole show on artificial.
Right.
This is a great time for artificial because you're still in the water temperatures are still cold enough, and you have overcast because you have
still
the
Still in the 70s. Yeah.
Exactly. Water temperature hasn't gotten up, and this is artificial, and fly fishing, it doesn't get any better.
Yeah, like I always say with fly fishing in Florida, the best thing to do is if you can get a good fly fisherman, which means he's going to use a spinning rod to find his fish and then drag out the fly rods to, you know, play with the fish. And the Storm Twitch, you know what's really funny, because one of your favorite lures is that Ghost Twitch, white and gray.
I believe I've sold a few of those.
Yeah, just a few thousand of them. We're now the largest storm dealer, independent storm dealer in the United States. When they start out with that Ghost, the Tom Fish Special, and then they're now moving into the other colors, because what we've been finding out is when you start with the white, you're catching fish, and then all of a sudden one day it kind of slows down. And it's amazing now the other colors that are selling, because they know the lure works, they know they catch so many fish, but now they're doing the silver, blue, orange, the bass right. colors. I mean, that one lure has sparked off a frenzy of other colors, because it's weird how you get that year out of it or 8 months out of it in a given area, and then the same lure but switch colors and wow, it back on again.
And it has a lot to do with the color of the water. Our water changes here from black to crystal clear.
Right.
So, you know, it changes your lure pattern down in there too, you know.
And I think that's exactly it, because the guys who started throwing them, you know, last summer, and we didn't have a lot of rain or anything up through December, clear. And then all of a sudden January, everything changed, and they changed the color. Guys in today, and they're begging for them because... You know, and they said, you don't have any of these. I said, I think I got some in the back. But I just moved because I'm rearranging the store a little bit. Oh, geez, imagine that. But what I'm trying to do is get all the soft, unrigged soft plastics over here on the north side and all the hard baits on the southern part of the store. And then in the middle, I've done all the pre-rigged soft plastics, all of this rigged shrimp, the sure. fish, and all that. So I moved the Storm over to the other side, and they were panicking. Where's the Storm?
Storm has a great plastic twitch bait.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable how many of those we go through. I've got cases.
It's tarpon season. Make sure we get some for tarpon.
Yeah. He ended up buying 10 of them because he was just so relieved to see him. He was afraid he wouldn't go to see him again.
I know. I just sold a case on the other day.
It's just funny. But anyway, getting back into the world of fishing, what's your plan? Now, you got today off, and people always think, well, you got a day off. Okay, you don't have to do it. But in the back of your head, everything is going on right now. I can the wheels are all cranking because now tomorrow you got to get back on the water Sunday. What's your plan for this week? What do you see coming up?
Well, we're going to have some weather again this week, it looks like.
Not until late. They're not calling for weather, good weather or bad weather. They're calling for bad weather like Thursday, Friday.
I thought it was supposed to be blowing. It's supposed to blow, though,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, we're going to have wind, but right. you can avoid that.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the good thing about Charlotte Harbor. That's why we're one of the best destinations in Florida. It's because there's always a lee side.
You can always hide.
There's always a lee side here.
You can find a place to hide anywhere.
I try to hide all the time. I'm hiding right now.
You're in my little storage closet of a studio here hiding today. You can always find a place to hide, Tom.
Right, right. Well, you know, with wind, it makes everything difficult because it makes your drifts on the flats fast instead of slow. It makes it harder to go across to get bait to find it. It also dirties the water up, so it's darker patterns and it's darker, you know. Yeah. The water.
I carry a 5-gallon bucket.
Yep.
With a rope. Because I drop it over the side and let it slow me down.
You got to do something. Well, I'm the one with the pole. I'm out there putting the stick them down.
Yeah, but just put a 5-gallon bucket on the boat with a rope on it and just set it in the water. And the only thing is, it will steer you. You know, your boat's going to tilt, but. If you got two, one off the nose, one off the stern, and it'll slow you right down. It's like putting a drag anchor out.
I'm only in about a foot and a half.
That's what I'm saying. It will slow you down.
It will slow you down. Oh, but that's what I'm talking about. You got some. We're just dealing with weather right now. We're going and we're going to do fine. But what my deal is you watch your tides, and you know your tarpon are going to eat on the switch, if they're going to eat. Your cobia are going to be coming on a dead low tide incoming, the start of the incoming. They're going to be chasing the rays up onto the top of the bar, and their job is to vacuum up whatever got killed with the dry ground being shown or whatnot up on top of the bar when the tide comes in. So your cobia and your stingrays are going to be running to the top of the bar. So you can bar fish cobia on that dead low incoming until you get enough water to get in the flats. And also that's a good time to tarpon fish, you know, for the first hour on either side of it. So, you know, you got that going on. And then you jump in. Now you got water. After, you know, 2 hours after the incoming tide, it pulls really hard right now. So it's that time of year. So now you're going to jump in the back in the flats and go for your snook and reds. And you got, 4.5 hours, depending on the wind,
right.
You know, give or take an hour or so before it changes in your next tide. And then you're going to jump back out there on them again. You got, you know, those are your two shots during the day.
Basically, you're starting out there working the bars, you know, off of that on the low tide, trying to catch that incoming water, get those predatory fish that are looking for the outside. And then once the water comes up, fall back to the inside and hit the fish back there in the way back.
Absolutely.
Not good strategy. Now, do you have a...
Now, if I get somebody to go early enough, or if I can get them to stay out late enough, then I'd love to go artificial and catch those tides, you know, the 2 hours of the sun coming up when it's dark, when you start, and down to after dusk.
But, I used to love booking my trips and start at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Yep. That's nice.
Yeah.
You don't get off till late, but it's nice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm coming home in the dark, but, man, catch so many fish, and everybody else is gone.
That's the best part of it. Yep. You know, it's really quiet after about 6.
But it's hard to convince people to get out there on the slower parts, be there at dark, and work that daylight, the light
you hear
coming
a lot
up
of mornings,
or the light coming down.
You get a lot of people who want to go A.M., I want to go. I want to book a morning trip early, you know, because they've heard the rumors that all fish bite better in the morning. But boy, in the afternoon, it's so much better.
I like that nighttime. Yeah.
The water's hotter. You know, it's been heated up all day. You've had the sun come and rise, so the water's gotten hot, and it's on a cool down period. If it's going to drop any.
And at 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that sun just cooks everybody off the water. And by 3, 4 o'clock, they're hauling butt.
Well, and that has a lot to do with the nervousness of a fish.
Mm-hmm.
The boat motors aren't running. You don't have people getting stuck. You don't have anything like that happening anymore. It's quiet.
So, but all in all, I think it's going to be a pretty good week. I think you have to watch the wind, figure out where you can go, how you can get there. Being safe coming in and out's a big thing, but the fish are there. They're going to want to eat. And
absolutely.
So, do you have a Savage, one of those big trout things to troll behind your boat when you're looking for cobia?
I don't use that. I fish cobia a different way than most people.
Yeah, but I got to get you one of these.
Okay.
When we get done with this, I'm going to give you one of those to try.
Throw out and try.
You're going to freak.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Awesome. I'm always. And that's just it. You always got to try new things and keep your mind open to new ways of doing things.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you put your Storm Twitch on one side and then have that Savage on the other side, you've got the storm, which is your activity bait. It's going to catch anything from Spanish to ladyfish, jack, snook, whatever. It's going to catch regular fish, even the cobia and stuff. But pulling a goofy trout, which looks exactly like a mullet in the water, that's your cobia, your tarpon, and it works. It really does. Trolling that thing is just, it's becoming more and more of a thing because you can actually go fast enough. We're over trolling speeds to spot your fish because you're good enough to see the fish. You can be doing, 20 miles an hour and go, okay, there's a cobia. For the rest of us mere mortals, we're down doing 2-4 miles an hour trying to spot them in the difference between a cobia and a patch of grass. But if you're going idling along, man, zing one of these things out behind the boat and watch it. It's been really effective, and trolling has been the way to go for it.
And for people who are out there, looking for this and trying to get on cobia, another good tip is we have a lot of manatee in it. This time of year, a lot of them are on the bars, and the cobia, same thing. The stingray and the manatee fluff with their paddler tails or their wings. They fluff the bottom up, and that's where the crabs and the shrimp and the stuff.
50 to 70 pounds of grass a day.
Yep.
So when they're ripping grass out of the bottom and tearing stuff up, and the bait does not understand it's trying to eat the grass. To them, it's just this giant monster, and if they're in the grass, they get eaten too. So they're jumping everywhere trying to get out of the way because here's, this huge monster coming along like Godzilla hitting Tokyo, and they're just shooting everywhere. So they really push a lot of bait up.
Yep, and then cobia just follow around.
Yeah.
So
easy.
So if you see manatee, you want to make sure you're safe for the manatee. So you gotta.
Yeah, you gotta watch.
You gotta watch the manatee.
Well, nobody wants to hurt a manatee.
Nobody wants to hurt a manatee.
they're as dumb as a bag of rocks, but they are cool as heck. But anyway, I guess we gotta get this wrapped up. You've got to get out. You've got things to do, and I got to get back on the floor.
Yeah, I'm told I have to do laundry and wash today. So
I was looking out I just looked out the door. The store's filling up with people, so I got to get back out there. This is Captain Tom Fisher, and as always, just click the icon right next to this. It'll take you right to his website. And Fish and I have known each other a long time, and he's a lot of fun. Go out, have a good time catching fish with Captain Tom Fish. What more could you want? You're going after fish with fish.
That's right.
So, any last words, Tom?
Nope. Be safe. Have fun. Enjoy your day on the water.
So, any last words? And that leaves you this opening for profoundness. you could be profound, something mystical even.
That is. Have fun. Get out and enjoy yourself.
Right. So, mystical words from Captain Fish. And this is Fish and Frank here. And we'll catch you on the next Radio Fishing. Bye-bye.